You are now listening to the sounds of
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Girl, I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take the stay. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. I swear I'm gone, you can taste like.
Now we got Zion, The Revolution, Jay Comier, Wendy Smiley.
Yeah.
I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take the stage. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. When I'm gone, you can turn on your radio. Your radio, your radio. When I'm gone, you can turn on your radio. Your radio.
If you are hearing the sound of my voice, then that means you are listening to the Young Urban Lifestyles radio program on WATB 1420 AM, Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, favorite station. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing today?
What's happening? This is The Revolution and my girl, Wendy Smiley. What's happening, doll?
Turn up.
You know it. Hey, you ready for today's show?
Turn up, collard greens.
Collard greens early in the morning. Who's eating collard greens?
We're in Georgia.
They eat collard greens.
They got grits, fish on the stove from last night. You know, a little smorgasmorg.
Smorgasmorg. Smorgasmorg.
I got a tongue twister.
Smorgasmorg. 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 I'm gonna have me a smorgasmorg.
Shout out to the rain.
Okay.
It just keeps coming down.
Yeah, it does.
Would you rather have rain or snow?
Rain all day.
Oh my goodness.
All day.
No, the sun comes out and melts the snow. You can
all
still
day.
Go out.
All day. I would much rather have it rain.
Zion, rain or snow?
Sunshine.
Oh, you from Miami. He thought it was cold when it was 60.
Yeah, so, you know.
He had a pelly out at 60. I was like, why you got your pelly on, cuz? He's like, it's cold. I'm from Miami. It's 60 outside.
Yeah, we ain't breaking out them triple fat goose until it's like 10.
Zero.
Yeah,
10.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even know what a triple fat goose is. Zion, do you even know what a triple fat goose is?
Oh, wow.
Wow. You don't know what a triple fat is?
No, what's that?
It's a coat, and people get beat up over them.
Mm-hmm. But it's made of goose feathers inside.
Yeah. Wow. Triple fat.
So it really keeps you really, really
so
warm.
Three-quarter length, and then if you live in certain neighborhoods, you're getting beat up for them. You're getting beat up for your triple fat goose and
your
J's. Pow! See?
And don't have no pony.
No.
Because they're going to take your cheese fries.
Yes, they are.
But see, you know what I noticed? They don't have Kool-Aid down here. Like, in Detroit on summer, I go to Fat Boys, grab a little tropical Kool-Aid, keep driving. Here, I was like, y'all got some Kool-Aid? They said, oh, you got to be from up north. I'm like, why? And they said, they don't drink Kool-Aid. They drink sweet tea.
Yeah. Mm-mm. We so hood with it. We used to take our Kool-Aid and then sugar and put it in a Ziploc bag.
That was candy.
And then shake it up. And then you
candy.
Lick that. And then that's like, you don't know about that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's my first time ever eating
it. Yeah, that's the first. Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So did y'all make the little frozen cups? Did y'all make the?
Yeah.
Y'all made those, right?
Yeah, icy cups.
Okay.
We call them dillies.
Dillies.
Yeah.
Okay. So nothing that happens in Miami is for real. That's like that's just a magical.
Yes, stuff that happened is Miami is real. Lil Wayne is tripping in Miami.
Listen, Lil Wayne is tripping. Lil Wayne needs to get back to recording good music, and stop acting a fool. And basketball games and telling people that they slept with their wives. Come on, man. That's not classy.
Well, Miss Gabrielle Union is going to the same coincidence with Mr. Dwayne Wade there.
Oh.
The ex is hating, sending letters, talking about the cookies the chef makes are good. You know, he put your picture up when I come over and I'm sleeping in your spot.
Wow.
That's thirst.
Yes, it is. And everyone that's listening, please don't make any comments about my Twitter feeds with similar beef that's happening out there in my personal life at revolution.com. Anyway, listen up, everybody. We have a really good show. What do you think? Is it a good show?
Nice, dark, and chocolate.
Oh.
The show or Morris Chestnut?
Okay. You know, the show, sweetheart. The show.
Oh, well, y'all here. I'm here. Yay! Woo!
So
Papa Molly.
Okay. Papa Molly. Wow.
Papa Molly, I'm sweating. Woo!
Yeah, that's exactly what we want our listeners, everyone out there listening right now, the Young Urban Lifestyles radio program. Make sure that you are popping Molly.
No, you don't.
Pick your favorite Molly up from your local dealer. He has all types of Mollies for you. Just purchase. How much are Mollies on the open market right now?
I don't know.
I don't know. This is sad. Why are we talking about drugs?
I know one thing. They eat your brain up. Them people better stop taking that stuff because they ain't going to have no brain at 35.
I'm almost to that age, so I don't need to take nothing.
My ankle swelled last week, so I know.
Oh, poor baby.
I'm reaching that one age.
Yeah, don't take no more of that salt and doing all that little foolishness that you do. Like, I'm a vegan today. Tomorrow I'm going to eat a Whopper. Next thing you know, I'm going to have me some Kool-Aid. Like, just
plateau.
Yeah, just plateau.
ADD, don't plateau.
Don't plateau. Hey, speaking of what we don't do, we got to take a break to pay these here bills.
Cha-ching!
You are listening to us on the YUL radio.
Call me Morris.
He's not calling you.
Call me. Hit me up on Instagram.
Yes, please do. YULradio.com. We'll be back in a moment.
I let it fall.
YULradio.com.
I knew. You did it again. Hey, what's up? This is Ricky Iglesias.
Hi, this is Rihanna.
What it is? What's going on, everybody? This is Neo.
Hey, y'all. This is your girl, EVE, and you're listening
to WhyYouAtRadio.com.
Turn your radios up. Hey, yo, turn it up.
3 Six Mafia.
What's up? It's Kelly Rowland.
Yes, sir. Check it out. It's your boy, Fabulous. Let me know, y'all.
So don't touch that dial.
You're rocking.
WhyYouAtRadio.com.
Alert. Clear all channels.
The future
Hi, this is Hanan, and I am listening to YULradio.com, Zion the Archangel, and he's always keeping the ladies happy.
If the fish swam out of the ocean and grew legs and they started walking, and the apes climbed down from the trees and grew tall and they started talking, and the stars fell out of the sky, and my tears rolled into the ocean, and now I'm looking for a reason why. You even set my world into motion, 'cause if you're not really here, then the stars don't even matter. Now I'm filled to the top of fear that it's all just a bunch of matter.
Gentlemen, all my stylers out there,
whoop.
You know, me and Wendy are getting ready to debut with you. I mean, like, was this interview not awesome or what, Wendy?
Sexy chocolate. Oh, the interview?
Yes, Wendy.
I was focused on the sexy chocolate.
Okay. Can you at least tell them what the sexy chocolate is that you're referring to?
Chest on my nuts.
Oh, my sweet baby Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to debut our interview with Morris Chestnut. Thank you. About his new film, The Call, with Halle Berry and Abigail Breslin. What's that?
He can call me anytime.
He can't. Does he have your number to call you?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Is it going to be telepathic?
Mm-mm.
No, so how's he going to call you?
He know Harmony number.
Oh, okay. All right. Zion, did you watch? You actually got a chance to go in and see the car, right?
Oh, yeah. I checked it out. It was a real good film.
Wow.
How was Holly? Holly was showing up and showing out?
Oh, yeah. She actually did good for the first time.
You know, she been MIA.
She, yeah. Holly ain't been good since losing Isaiah. Like, that was the last time Holly was good, was losing Isaiah. But, you know, it's cool, though, that the producer got to see the movie. And you and I, where were we at that night?
Did
you
get a car? Probably went to go get my nails done.
You probably was, yeah, back in the D.
Shout out to the Queen of Nails.
Shout out to the Queen of Nails. Where's the shop at?
On Finkel.
Yeah.
That's the reason why.
That's an inside joke. Y'all don't know.
Y'all
about
they
that.
Don't know.
They don't know nothing about that. Hey, anyway, listen, we got Morris Chestnut coming up. Awesome interview. You all stay tuned. You know what I'm talking about? This is YULradio.com.
Yeah, your favorite stations. Favorite stations.
Are you bored and disinterested in what's being played on the current radio stations these days? Well, if so, I have a solution for you. My name is Anna London, and I listen to Young Urban Lifestyles on YULradio.com. Check it out. You will not be disappointed.
Putting your heels on. I swear your body's so perfect, baby. How you work it, baby, yeah. I love the way that you be poking it out. Girl, give me something to feel on. So please believe we gon' be twerking it out by the end of the night, baby. In the movie, baby, I'm like, ooh wee, baby, oh. Like waterfalls, your hair flows down to your waist. Can I get a taste, girl? No need to keep, 'cause baby, I ain't ashamed of calling your name, girl. Our first time, every time we get together, baby, loving you feels better than everything, anything. Put on my heart, you don't need a ring, and I promise our time away won't change my love. There she go now.
You're listening to YULradio.com.
The revolution will be televised.
Yeah.
Let it hit 'em.
I am the greatest.
You dig it?
Frequencies flowing through all sorts of devices. Strokes will flow about the lives of the lifeless. No advisory stickers, cause this here is priceless. From which phone is the best or whose flow is the nicest? The revolution will be televised.
Yeah.
The FCC's not ready for me. No more hiding behind the lies. I'm here to speak the unspoken truths. The revolution will be televised. Apathetic and unapologetic, the revolution will be televised. From flea market bootlegs to NASA technology, the revolution will be televised. Covering hot topics from the hood to top pop shit, the revolution will be televised.
Yeah,
you dig it, diggers.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
The revolution will be televised.
Now, Mr. Chestnut, can I call you Mr. Chestnut? What can I call you?
Whatever you like.
Whatever I like. All right, Mr. Chestnut, we want to ask you right off the top, right? You're in the call, yeah. Right? This is a film with yourself and Halle Berry. Yeah. And in it, the scene, we want to talk about it. You get it on with Halle Berry. How does that feel, Mr. Chestnut, to reach the upper echelon? Do you know how many men have actually gone there on film, on celluloid with Halle Berry? How does it feel?
Well, I mean, we didn't actually get it on. It was a kiss, you know. It was a kiss in the movie. I think in the sequel, we're going to ramp it up a little bit. But, no. No, it was cool. It was one of those things to where, let me think about this. That was a second. I'd only met her one time before that. And it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. We were shooting a scene and I didn't really see her. It was when she was inside the house going through it and I knocked at her door.
Okay.
And that was it. So the second time was when we had to do that scene.
Okay.
And so it was kind of interesting because, you know, we didn't know each other and just, I want to make sure everything was comfortable, but okay. It worked out.
Breath was on point.
Always, Brett's always on point.
Absolutely. Excellent. Okay. All right. Mr. Chestnut, what do you do when you prepare for any given role that you have in film or television?
Basically, what I did for this role is I went on a ride-along with police officers, which was, you know, it was kind of interesting because, you know, when you're in L.A., you know, doing a ride-along in certain parts of town, it can be kind of sketchy and kind of interesting. And just being, I'll never forget... You know, we were starting the day and we were kind of going tonight. And one time I worked with David Otunga, who plays my partner in the movie. And he's a big dude. He's a wrestler. So the back was kind of cramped. And I said, listen, man, you go ahead and take the front this time. I'll get in the back, right? So I got in the back and I was sitting there and I was talking to the officer. I said, yeah. So when we were driving around, it started getting dark. And I said, and I know people have guns. And so I said, so you guys bulletproof these cars, right? She said, oh, yeah, we definitely bulletproof the cars. I said, cool. And she said, only the front, though. So I was like, yo, Dave, next time you got to get the back, bro. I got shotgun. Yeah. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm. How did you all build the chemistry for the scene for the movie together?
Yes. You know, it was the one difficult part about it. I believe we had two. I think she and I had two scenes actually where we were physically together. Everything else was over because she's a 911 operator and I'm a cop. And basically, we would communicate through walkie-talkie and phone and all that type of stuff. So we only had one scene together. So it was really kind of difficult to have that chemistry. But hopefully it worked out.
Mr. Chestnut, how do you handle the various pressures of being a celebrity and just dealing with the pressures of being an entertainment industry as a whole? How do you deal with that?
I think I would attribute that to a couple of things. My parents, as well as just, you know, my parents,
okay,
the way they raised me. I never made my life the industry.
Okay.
The industry's kind of always been a part of my life. I think what happens is a lot of times, and I've seen it over and over again, a lot of times people come to Hollywood and they start working in the industry, so all of a sudden, you know, their close friends start being in the industry and their whole life is the industry. And it's very difficult when you do that because pretty much everyone in the industry, they're going to have their ups and they're going to have their downs. So what happens is on the way up, everybody's around, and on the way down, everybody goes. And so it makes it really tough to deal with. So I have the same friends that I had, like two of my closest friends I've been friends with since the second grade, you know. So when I have my ups, it's like, fool, you ain't nobody, you know. And when I have my downs, it's like, yo, you know, we got your back. So just maintain the same friends and everything.
I want to know, how do you stay fit?
Well, you know, this is what I say. It's really, to be honest, the industry that I'm in. I mean, it's hard to work out all the time. But when I'm not working, I just really can't see myself not working out because I have no excuse. I'm not working, you know, a 9-to-5 job to where I can't get to the gym. People who are really in shape who work, you know, a desk job or a regular job like 40, 50 hours a week, I really commend them for getting into the gym because it's tough. I have days when I just don't want to be there, you know, but, you know, it's part of work for me.
Yeah, Wendy likes to know that kind of stuff.
I like your body. It's luscious.
That's just what she's saying. She just likes your body. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure everyone out there wants to know, what does Morris Chestnut do in his daily life? What does he do on a regular basis? Just non-entertainment, non-movie.
Yeah, I'm extremely low maintenance. I'm too low maintenance. My publicist is over there. She gets mad at me for doing some of the stuff that I do. Such as staying in the house too much. Such as, you know, because, you know, she wants me to tweet and stuff, but I don't go anywhere to tweet. You know, I go to the gym. I mean, I can't say I'm going to the gym every day. You know, so she gets mad at me. She wants me to be out more, but I just keep it simple.
All right, everyone, stay tuned. We'll be back here at YULradio.com.
You thought you were fly, that is until we walked in. I'm with my fake five and all of us is a team. A team, I had to say it again. We rockin' DBFYSL and Louboutins. We stuntin' so hard on them that it should be a sin. DJ Khaled said it best, 'cause all we do is win. Win. We stand in line, hop out the whip, walking in. And we skip in the bar, VIP bottle popping in. Popping, had to repeat it again. We pop, so many rosé is fun to win. And we are not impressed by your rims or your diamonds, 'cause the shoes on our feet cost more than the shoes on your beans.
Tuned into your favorite station, YUL Radio, WATD 1420 AM.
America's first radio show tailor-made for the urban woman.
Yeah, you're listening to the smooth productions of the Archangel of Radio, keeping the ladies happy, baby.
And you are tuned into the morning show. They always have the hottest, most energy, all the new records. It's crazy. I love the morning show. Those are my people, ATL, everywhere. You can hear them everywhere. So make sure you keep it locked. Stay tuned. Do whatever you have to do. Sit in the car, roll the windows up. Make sure you tune in every day.
So when they called you for this, the call, why did you pick The Wall?
This actually was like my first suspense thriller, psychological thriller, you know, that I was involved in. But they called me, and my manager sent me the script. He said, you know, here's this movie about a 911 operator. I was like, how interesting can that be? And I said, man, 911 operator? See, Halle Berry's playing the league. I said, oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay, I like it. No, so then I read it, and then I actually thought one of the interesting things was going to be just having that, maintaining that relationship while she's in the call center and, you know, I'm in the field. that was very challenging. And just the whole being involved in a thriller and okay. the guy who plays the villain,
okay.
I mean, he's really in the character. I mean, we had a couple of mishaps on set, and you can see in the movie that he's really in the character. So it was just fun being in this type of movie and being around interesting people like that.
What did you, if anything, did you do differently to prepare for your role in this feature film, The Call?
Yeah, that was really difficult because every single time, let me think back, 90% of the time when I'm supposed to be talking to her, it's really a dude that's reading her line. Yeah, it really is.
Why wouldn't they ask you your preference on that?
Well, because it was just the circumstances. I mean, sometimes when we were filming a lot of night shoots, and there's so many things that goes on in the production. You know, it seems simple, it seems so contained when we're just in this one scene, but there's so many different things going on at that time. And
okay.
And there was one scene where I had to really talk to her and talk her down. Okay. And it was like, there was so much going on. I was outside. We had like a roadblock set up, and I couldn't even hear the dude. He was trying to talk and trying to yell, and then I couldn't hear him, and then there's just so much going on. So yeah, 90% of the time it's a dude.
Mr. Chestnut.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about sequels now.
Yeah, okay.
Now, can we go there? Because you know where I'm going. Okay? This is what everybody wants to talk about. This is especially what I want to talk about, okay?
Right.
Best Man 2.
That's right.
Give it to me. Tell me, can you give me something, Mr. Chester, something exclusive to talk about with you?
Okay.
With the Best Man 2?
So I will say this, okay?
Yes.
We are going to start shooting Best Man.
Thank you.
Yep. That's going to happen at the end of March.
Okay.
It's going to be out in November.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be out in November. It's going to be a quick turnaround. The whole cast is back.
Okay.
The whole cast is back. And this movie is, I think, by reading the script, I think it's going to be better than the first one.
What?
I do, because this movie, this one is going to take you through a lot. People are going to have the ups, and people are going to have the downs in this movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's pretty much all I can say. But I think people are going to cry sometime in this movie.
The first one was brilliant. So, saying that this one's going to be better than that one. I can't wait to see it.
I just think that movies that take you through the whole gamut of emotions. I mean, if you see a movie and you laugh, then you see a movie and you cry, and then later on in the movie you're able to laugh again. I think you've gone through both ends of the spectrum, and I think that we do that in this one.
That's true.
That's what the script is.
Well, about another sequel, I want to pitch. I know this is unsolicited, and we can get in trouble for this, for an unsolicited pitch. Zombies are hot right now.
Okay.
I'm thinking Boys of the Dead, The Return of Ricky. The Return of Ricky.
Return of Ricky. I like that.
How about it? Can we sit down and actually get this?
Yeah, what do you want to do with this? Yeah,
I just dropped a $1 billion franchise on the table.
Right there. And you put it in the hood? You're going to be back in L.A.?
Back in L.A.
Okay. You from L.A.?
No, I'm not.
Okay, all right.
It's still the hood, baby.
Well, we'll take Ricky to Chicago. You see what I'm saying?
See?
Y'all heard it here first. This is my man. We taking Ricky to the Chicago suburbs. Because I'm from the suburbs. I didn't go up in the hood. I'm from the suburbs. Don't even worry about it.
Are you from Chicago? They own you. She's from Chicago.
With reality TV being a hot boom right now, do you see yourself working on any projects with networks?
I think that's pretty safe.
Okay.
There's a few things that are almost certain, but that's pretty much one thing that's pretty much certain.
How do you feel about reality TV as a genre, as a whole? How do you feel about it?
You know what? It's so tough out there in the world right now. Although reality TV has taken a lot of work away from actors. I can't fault anyone from doing something that they feel that they can be successful at. And obviously, there's a market for it. You know, it's all about supply and demand. If people weren't watching it, it wouldn't be on. So obviously a lot of people watching, and they're making stars out of a lot of, reality personalities. So, hey, to each his own.
All right, everyone, stay tuned. We'll be back here at YULradio.com.
Yeah. All summer, make sure you check out the video on YouTube and get your free download available at ZoeClark.com.
Tell me. possibly, could you possibly rewind and come again?
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Gentlemen, this is a world premiere.
This is Kay Morrison, and when I'm not out there modeling, I tune into the Archangel of Radio. He's keeping the ladies happy.
Oh,
listening to YULradio.com.
No, no, sorry, no, 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 no. I'm just joking.
Now, how do you stay connected or maybe even give back to the community that you come from?
Yes, I do. You know, I do a lot of things, you know, make donations, make appearances that a lot of people don't hear about, mentor people. I do things like that that a lot of people just, you know, they don't know about. You know, some people do that stuff because they, you know, want to bring a camera with them and say, look what I'm doing to give back. But what's that?
That's what you tweet about.
That's what you tweet about. So, but, you know, there are things that I do.
Now, Morris, I got to ask you, how often do people come up to you and be like, hey, run, Ricky, Ricky? How often do you hear people mentioning you being Ricky from Boys in the Hood?
How often? Wow. When I'm in the public, probably every day that I see someone and they see the movie. You know, it's, you know, the only reason why it doesn't bother me because I think back at that time in my life, you know, when you start off in the industry, you want to be recognized for something. It's like, please, I'm trying to get work. I wish somebody knew me from something so I can get another job. And then all of a sudden, bam, here's this job comes that people start recognizing me for. And it's pretty much, you know, it was the start of my career. So how can I be mad at something like that, you know, that started my career, you know? So I'm appreciative of it. You know, the only thing about it is sometimes people think they're just really original, you know, when they're not, you know. Yeah, I've heard the same thing over and over. Hey, I got a lottery ticket. I got some, you know. Want some milk, you know.
Ricky!
Hey, I just got one thing to say. Ricky! You know, so. And they think it's like the first time I've heard it. But it's not. No. Right.
Now, are there certain roles you turn down just in case it portrays you in the bad light?
Good question. No, I can't really say that because when I think about certain roles, think about her role in the movie that she played, playing a maid. It was a great role. It was a career defining role for her. Other than, you know, she played the mother in Doubt, but that was a great role she played. I think about Terrence Howard playing a pimp. And he got nominated for Academy Award. So Denzel Washington, Training Day Cop, Jamie Foxx and Django, movies made, you know, is, you know, gave him a resurgence in his career. So I really wouldn't say that there's one particular role. I think it really depends on the context in which the role is conveyed. If she was playing a maid and, you know, everyone was just really putting her down, making fun of her, and it's just, there's really nothing redeeming about the character, then I would think twice. But other than that, it just really depends on the context that the role was in. All right.
Morris, would you ever consider sitting in the directing chair anytime soon? Do you see yourself moving toward directing films, maybe even television?
As far as directing, no. Directing, it takes a unique person to be a director. Because what happens when you're a director, you know, the audience sees the movie one time and they judge it. You know, the director has seen that scene hundreds of times, and then once he's seen the movie put together, he's seen that movie put together several different times. But each time that he watches
he has to
watch it as if it's the first time that he's seen it.
Okay,
you know, so that's something that I don't think I have an eye for. I think it takes a unique person to do that. And as far as producing is concerned, yes, I'm involved in producing, putting a few things together. I've been involved in a few things in the past, but that's probably the next level.
Boys of the Dead, we're bringing.
Boys of the Dead, the zombie in Chicago.
Yeah,
in
Chicago.
In Chicago.
Semi-Life to Champlain.
The suburbs.
Semi-Life to Champlain, that's what we're going to have.
Okay, Semi-Life to Champlain.
Absolutely.
The main thing of the movie is handling high-pressure situations. When you're in a high-pressure situation, how do you handle yourself, Mr. Chestnut?
Actually, I just been in that situation. And just in terms of small things, big things,
okay.
I think I'm pretty good under pressure. Not to toot my own horn, but just in things that I've done in the past. I mean, when you audition in a room in front of 30 people, you got to keep calm under pressure. When you know, involved in certain types of situations, I've always been calm under pressure.
All right, everyone, stay tuned. We'll be back here at YULradio.com.
Got a little bit colder.
love from an angel. And now I'm feeling like a stranger, abandoned. I'm stranded. I gotta get back to you. I called AAA. They said they on the way. Time's ticking fast. Gotta see you today. But if my time is up, let me know right now. I will find a way to your heart again. So I'm speeding. I'm speeding. Speeding. I'm speeding. On, on, oh, on, 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 oh, mama, mama. I, no time to be patient. Got the confirmation, and now I'm flying down the highway. She's crying, crying, love my way. I'm with it, committed to ride away with you, girl. And give you what you need, more than your eyes could ever see. But if my time is up, hey, let me know right now. Ooh.
Get Bodied by Jay, and when I'm not in the gym working out, I am listening to YUL Radio with Zion, the Archangel of Radio. He is definitely keeping the ladies happy.
You give me more than I
can return. Yet there's oh so much that you deserve. There's nothing to say, nothing to do, I'm nothing to give. I must live without you. You know we head in separate ways, and it feels like I am just too close to love you. There's nothing I can really say. I can lie no more, I can lie no more. Got to be true to myself. And it feels like I am just too close to love you. So I'll be on my way. So I'll be on my way.
You know, some people may consider acting as an impractical career field, something that that's unstable and that you should be cautious of in pursuing it. What advice would you give an actor or an actress who is very much interested in the profession? What advice would you give to someone?
Sounds like a humanitarian effort for you to go to Morehouse and then tweet about it.
I think what that is. I mean, listen.
Okay.
I have a son. I want him to be, you know, a doctor or lawyer.
Okay.
Something more stable. If he wanted to do something beyond that, I wouldn't discourage it, and I would cultivate him to follow his dreams, but follow it with some type of support. Don't just go out there wildly saying, you know, I want to be, you know, the biggest actor in Hollywood. You know, so if that's what you want to be, have a background, have a foundation in something, have a background in education in something else. But so many times when, I don't know, when you think about people who have followed their dreams to be something beyond just the I don't want to say regular, but just the normal, stable type of jobs.
Okay.
They become so much more, you know, when you think about... you think about the founder of Apple, you think about the founders of Facebook, Twitter,
okay,
everything in the social media realm. I would never discourage anything like that. Like I said, granted, I would say, you know, have some type of background, have some type of education, and then you can pursue whatever you want to pursue to where you can always have options. So I don't want to say I disagree with that, because that's what they're teaching. That's what they're teaching. I have to respect that. But I don't want to just limit myself to just one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
I'm sorry.
I attended.
No, it's okay.
No, I went there. I think I did. No.
You're listening to YULradio.com.
No, that's what was funny about it, because my plan B, okay, so my plan was be a professional athlete. Didn't work out. Okay. Yeah, it didn't work out. It wasn't good enough, so it didn't work out. So then I wanted to become an actor after a few things. But what I was doing, I wasn't studying acting in college. I was studying finance. So that's just the path that I take. So maybe that's why I would suggest that to people and even to my son. But to me, it's always just being able to have some type of means to support yourself, have some type of options. And you get options through education. And once you're educated, you know, then the world opens up even that much more. So that's what I promote more than anything. And so follow your dreams as long as you get educated, wherever those dreams may be, because you never know where you're going to end up. You know, I mean, how many times people go to school to do one thing and they end up doing something else?
Like, was this interview not awesome or what, Wendy?
Sexy chocolate.
Awesome interview. You know what I'm talking about? This is YULradio.com.
Yeah, your favorite stations.
You better ain't neck and I.
I have the so I make the rules.
Yeah.
Run it.
Till the lights go out, till my legs get out, they check my mouth, till the smoke clears out, and my high, I'ma rip this shit to my bones.
I am the greatest.
Till the lights go out, till my legs get out, they check my mouth, till the smoke clears out, and my high, I'ma rip
this shit to my bones.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
I hope you had fun. Come back again.
Goodbye.